No.
That's yours, bro. Do it yet next to mine. Fine. You'll be my neighbor.
Maybe can I have one arcade machine in there?
Yeah,
can like just one? The dance machine, just the dance.
Yeah,
one.
The dance one.
That's the only one I like.
Yeah.
What about like an Xbox.
All right, no Xbox.
An Xbox. Yeah, an Xbox playing Skyrim all the time.
Oh.
But you're not allowed to fire it, so it's just like walking through the Skyrim world.
Okay, that's fire.
Yeah.
Same with like Legend of Zelda. You can't fight either. We just like walk through it. So.
Yeah.
That's good.
What were we gonna say?
Nothing.
Oh, okay.
Do you guys get why that painting now wins the contest? Yeah. The room was so tiny.
Oh, that guy's room was clean. We can see.
Yes, we saw this painting where this guy
in West Mall Center at SFU.
Yeah, and he's lying down on his bed with his feet there, but there's not really much in his room. Like, it's pretty tidy. Like, if he just got off the bed and like straightened it out a bit, like he'd win the contest for sure.
Yeah.
It was about like decluttering.
He had his shoes in the house.
Yeah, that was a little crazy. Shoes on the bed is a little wild. I would not do that.
The whole town was clean.
Yeah, we're also contemplating. There's like this painting on the sixth floor of the SFU library, and
it's crazy.
It has like this guy that's painting a picture. Like in the painting, there's this guy painting a picture of like a cube in a desert, like a gray cube in the desert.
He's watching the TV,
and the TV is like
he's got his radio, some food.
Yeah.
There's a knife on the TV, and it's just like really, it's this insane style that is so like surreal and like odd, but it's very cool to look at.
Yeah, I recommend. That's what you should do today.
Yeah, go to the sixth floor
of the SFU library.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just can't talk up there. Silence only.
Yeah.
That's why that painting was put up. It's kind of crazy they put the most obscure painting on the silent floor. Like, I want to talk about it aloud. You're not allowed to.
Well, it's so your opinions can't muddle it.
Okay, that's cool.
Opinion, you go down to the next floor. If your relationship develops strongly with someone else, you go down to the bottom floor and you have a conversation.
About the
staircase, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
it. You never know where that conversation will lead to. Maybe you become friends.
You know, because sometimes I like something and then someone gives their dookie butt opinion and I don't like it anymore.
Does it make you like respect someone less if they like have a bad opinion about something?
No, I like.
It makes you not like a thing if somebody has a bad opinion.
If I like respect them, then I'm like.
Oh, then you agree.
And then I start to look at it different eyes. I'm like, I hate it. But if I don't like them, it's like the opposite, you know. Then I'm going the opposite of their opinion.
Yeah.
If they like it, I'm like, you know.
Yeah.
You gotta the mob mentality.
Right. Yeah.
I see. Like, for you, having an opinion is like taking a stance on whether you like someone or not.
Yeah.
That's so interesting.
You gotta be personal with it. You can't have your own opinions.
I always find with opinions, like, there's a lot of opinions that I've made and over time that, like, aren't actually my opinions, but I've just made them to, like, to argue with someone.
Yeah, I do that a lot. Yeah. I just, like, kind of rage. I rage bait a lot. Like, yeah.
You know, because, like.
Yeah. I feel like you get rage baited a lot, bro.
Yeah, for sure. But also, like, I'll say an opinion. And I might not, like, believe it the most, but it's just the side I'm taking at the moment, so I'll, like, really lean into it.
Yeah, because I have, like, a really age-long, like, argument with Mason about Addison Rae.
Oh.
And, like, I think she's a genius.
She's epic.
Yeah, and he thinks she's awful.
No,
but
like,
I think I like her
she's
more.
She's come such a long way. She has, like, this crazy music
career
now. I really like her.
I know. I'm, like, so proud of her and impressed by her.
Yeah.
We should play Addison Rae after this.
She was
get everyone ready. What?
Was she on Disney Channel?
No, she started on, like, TikTok.
Yeah,
and she just did,
TikToker.
Like, dancing videos in 2020.
It was, like, Addison Rae and Charli D'Amelio.
Okay,
Okay. And then she did acting for a bit in this, like, really stupid movie, He's All That, which is, like, a remake of She's All That.
Yeah,
and had the guy from Cobra Kai in it.
What song does she made?
Well, you'll see. Wait, should we play it right now?
Yeah.
Because I feel like this is, like... We
I
need
like
to play
music.
I think I'll recognize. I'm like,
it's kind of fun.
And also the line, fame is a gun and it's pointed blind, is such a genius line. And it feels so potent that like Addison Rae is singing it because she
Do
was
you think
just...
she wrote that song? Like,
well,
legit?
Whoever chose her to write that song is a genius, at least.
Okay.
Because like for her, like fame was a gun pointed blind. Because like on TikTok, you just get famous so randomly.
Yeah.
Whoa, she looks cool in that cover.
Yeah, we'll watch the music video. Play. Here, wait. You guys talk.
Oh, how does it...
Wait, you guys talk.
All right.
What are we talking
about? So you ain't never heard Addison Rae's music?
No, I probably have. I just, like, I couldn't, like, I keep thinking of,
I don't think I've listened to, like, entire songs.
Sabrina
I've just seen,
Carpenter.
Like... Okay, she's not, she doesn't, her music is not the same vibe as Sabrina Carpenter.
Yeah?
Definitely not, no.
That's what I think about.
Guys, I don't know if this is going to work or not. We're going to test. Guys, Famous Again isn't playing.
Oh, that's okay. I can sing it for you guys. Fame is a gun and it's pointed blind.
I don't know. I like the music video. This is cool.
And I gotta take.
Oh my god, is that Charli D'Amelio?
Wait, is Charli D'Amelio in the video?
Wait, actually?
Oh, wait.
That's crazy.
Wait, go.
What? No, that's some random person, okay. I think.
So, oh, no!
He doesn't know about the TikTokers. That's
all right. Don't tear into me now.
Anyways, listen to the song on your own time then. It'll be good. Trust.
This is cool. I respect that. Why does Mason Matu not like... Oh, should I drop the full name?
No, he didn't. That's okay.
Why does he not like her?
He just thinks that she's, like, trying to be Britney Spears.
She is, though. But, like,
but that's
in a
good
way, she's, like, embodying Britney, like, in
everyone's trying to be someone.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I also think Britney Spears is such a cool person to try to be because she went through so much, like, hate and, like, the shaving the head thing. And, like, I think, like during her time, like Britney Spears, like, obviously was adored, but also, like, she got a lot of hate. So I feel like it's really admirable to, like, just, like, use her as a role model.
Yeah.
Okay. That's respectable. Question for y'all. I have it loaded on my old cellular. Katie, I got a question for you, actually. Even though I'm a humble guest, I must ask. Why run a radio show? I mean, like, so... Because it's not to be rude, but it's a bit of, like, a dead sort of media, I guess. Like, I feel like people do listen to the radio. I'm not denying that, but I think we've moved so far past the radio that, like...
Nobody our age listens to the radio.
Nobody, like, listens to the radio.
It's sad.
So, what is your desire to have a radio station?
Well, one thing I'll say about the no one listens to a radio thing is that as I've started, like, making this, like, people do listen to the radio.
Because,
like, you guys listen now. And so I'm kind of... I'm bringing the uprising of the radio to my generation.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Well, that's the goal. But I think, like, for me, I really like having a radio show... Because I think something really cool about it is that you never really know, like, how many people are listening. Or, like, you don't get any feedback.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I feel like it's kind of cool because you're just doing it for yourself and, you know.
Just putting it out there, yeah.
And I really like just the, you know, just, like, collecting a bunch of music that I've, like, never heard of. Just the process of that and putting it all together and, like, making an experience. And I feel like it is, like, people do, like, at least one person must have heard my voice at some point. Mm-hmm. And I also really like just, like, what I bring to a, like, I feel like if someone switches to CJSF while I'm on, they'll be like, whoa, like, who's this, like, happy little chum?
No, I keep, like, thinking about that. Like, if I was listening to the radio in the car and I, like, stumbled across, like, your voice, I'd be like, what? Who is this?
Yeah.
Who's this silly gal?
Exactly. Because I think that's what I like about the radio is that it's so random. And that, like, yeah, like, any, like, random, like, old dude or young child can, like, be listening to this right now.
Yeah,
and so it's, like, and it's also cool because you're not, like, thinking about demographic, really. You're just, like, creating. And there's also, especially at CJSF, it's really nice because there's not really any restriction. Like, I didn't even tell anyone that I was bringing you guys on today. Like, I didn't even know how I was doing on the radio until, like, a couple weeks in where Connor was like, oh, yeah, your music taste is good. I was like, yay! Yeah. But, yeah, so it's kind of cool, though. It's just like, yeah, you get to do whatever you want and talk about whatever you want. And it's cool to see, like, what you come up with when you have a mic in dead air and just what happens.
Yeah.
This is like the painting. Nothing, it can't be muddled because it's in such a quiet space and, like, the guy doesn't know who's admiring it, or the girl, whoever painted it.
Yeah, it's like having a painting on the silent form of the library.
Exactly. You have to go all the way to the bottom floor to talk about this.
There.
Yeah. Yeah, would you guys ever have a radio show?
Yeah, for sure. I think it would be awesome.
It's really fun being on this one, and I think I would. I like it. It's a
you
really
guys,
sweet form of art.
Have you seen Radio Rebel?
No.
I'm Radio Rebel.
Oh my god. Have you seen it?
I am Radio Rebel.
No, like, have you seen Radio Rebel?
I only know that. I haven't seen it. I just know.
It's just like this girl.
Because Jessie's,
like,
in it.
Yeah, she's hosting this, like, secret radio show. Like, nobody knows it's her. Somehow they don't recognize her voice. But, like, everybody in the school is, like, obsessed with this radio show. They love Radio Rebel. And they don't know it's her, bro. She just plays the best music around town. Yeah.
She's a Radio
Rebel.
She,
like, keeps it secret, though. Like, she does it, like, from her room, like, silently, like, secretly, like.
That's sick.
And everybody knows her, but, like,
is
they don't
movie?
Know it's her. Yeah, it's a movie.
Is it going to be one of those movies that you recommend that's really terrible?
When yeah. No, it's like a Disney Channel
it's
classic.
It's a Disney Channel movie. Like, it's okay. Like...
It's like, nothing like Downsizing.
Wait, we should talk about Downsizing.
Downsizing is so good.
Wait, can do one of you guys want to do a recap, or should I?
Jonas can. Okay. He's going to make it sound bad, though, but the concept is cool.
I'll say it bluntly. Wait, should I just do, like, the basic, the catch?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so this movie has no plot, but I will give you the gimmick that it has.
It has
so
a plot.
It has no plot.
It does not have a plot.
It's about Matt Damon, and he...
character that Matt Damon's playing, not just him.
That's not a good start. It's about Matt Damon.
It's about a fella acted by Matt Damon. And he and his wife, after some minor convincing, decide that they're going to try this new technology. Now, this technology is sweeping the world. It is called downsizing. Now, downsizing is this thing this Swedish scientist found out where you can shrink yourself to 5 inches. It's a little, like, it's like a science thing.
Just a little guy, yeah.
And with the downsizing,
you can live large.
Yeah, you can.
You have so much money, everything goes so,
so
much
small,
further.
Yeah, because just imagine, like, soap for a tiny person is just so, exactly. You don't need it as much, so you're not spending
they live,
as much
like,
money.
They build, like, a big little, like, mini person city.
Yeah,
and, you
it's
know.
Incredible. And so these people, you know, humble, like, like living in one-person apartment goes to a mansion because you're, like, the money in Little Land grows so big.
Is it called Little Land?
No.
It's called something like that. So, you know, Matt Damon and his wife, they're like, this is perfect. I don't know why, but they do. And so they go to Little Land, except there's a twist. Somebody doesn't want to go and abandons him, but I'm not going to say who. And so when he's in Little Land, after that, nothing really happened.
Yeah, that's true. Like, Little Land was very disappointing. Like, there wasn't any... They could have done, like... The whole plot of the movie would have been so much better if they had somebody break into Little Land, like some big person or some big animal, like coming in and like trying to tear them apart, like, and they're like just little, but there was nothing like that. It was like a whole, like, they were trying to go like into like climate change and like all this stuff, and it wasn't like working.
Yeah, because the reason it was about climate change as well is like, if we're tiny, then we wouldn't ruin the earth as much.
Yeah, we're creating so much less waste and emissions and everything, but.
But yeah, there wasn't really anything going on, because the end of the movie is just like they decide to live their life, like just continue living tiny, and like nothing changes.
Yeah.
I think if you're gonna do a plotless movie, you have to have a good vibe.
And they really like advertised it as being like a genius comedy, and it's so funny.
It was
and
depressing.
It's a comedy. It was not. There was not a single joke.
Ringworm.
Like, no.
Amputees.
Yeah.
Cancer. Someone dies
That's
of cancer.
Not funny.
Who died of cancer?
Like the Don't that spoil. Lady's friend.
Really? Okay.
It didn't even matter for the plot. No.
Yeah.
Like,
it's just it's not like a comedy, but
it was just sad and depressing.
They could have made it like just so much more silly, and I don't know. It was fine.
Yeah, well, that was a terrible movie, so don't watch that ever.
No, it's you guys should.
No,
watch
you
it.
Should watch it.
No,
I only
watch
watched
it.
Half
it's
of it.
It's kind of fun. Like, you didn't even see the beginning.
Yeah,
the
I watched
beginning
the
is the best
stuff.
Part when they like you're like introduced to like the little
None
like
of it is the
science
best part.
And like it's like cool.
Okay.
It's okay. It's a good build up, and you get really excited.
Yeah, you get so
like,
excited.
Oh my gosh.
They're
gonna
be
go to
small.
Little Land.
They're gonna be small.
The big twist. Oh, big twist!
Oh my god!
And then
pull
to Little Land,
it's like
and it's the worst
nothing.
Thing ever.
Yeah,
it's like Big Land, but
it's depressing.
That was the worst.
Yeah, and also like nothing's real because there's no real nature or anything. Because they would be eaten by squirrels if they went into nature. Yeah, so I would never be little.
Well, they did go into nature in Sweden.
Yeah.
Somehow. Okay. Anyways. What else you got in your questions?
I guess I don't know. We kind of ran through that one. We should talk about the last question.
What should the last question be?
The music one.
Oh, right. What do you guys think right now about the current state of music?
I haven't listened to current music in a while.
I think the current state of music is very interesting. I don't think it's bad. I don't think any art now is worse than it was before.
Unless
I think.
It's like AI art. AI
or too slimy.
Too slimy is his own thing. Too slimy is in his own lane.
What is that?
I'm not going to play it.
All right.
It's like just like garbage music. It's the music where it's like, you know, where you're like, this is just noise.
Yeah, there has been That's some awesome. Like recent like popular songs that have come out that are like AI like generated like vocals or something, and I just I don't like that. But I think everything else is goated.
I think AI is not art, so I don't think we should count that.
No.
Yeah. But something really interesting. This is actually a nice question because I was listening to Fake Mink today.
Mm.
I heard him on like Instagram, whatever. I was like,
no, we were listening to Fake Mink at the New Year's party too, I think.
Well, that's what we were listening to. I was like, this is a vibe, dude.
Yeah.
And so I was listening to it today. I was like, I'm really hooked on it. And one of his songs, Easter Pink. So I went through it. I was listening to it, and I was reading the lyrics, and I realized it's like a 1 minute and a bit song, 1 minute and 14 seconds.
Yeah.
It's a good beat, whatever. But the line, the whole song is like an entire hook, twice.
Mm.
It's just like
yeah. Some there's
bars,
no
a hook.
There's not like a verse. It's
the exact
it's just,
same thing.
Yeah.
But it's like he repeats it.
Yeah.
And the song's really good because it's like a vibe.
Do you think that the reason he did that was to make it easier for short form videos like TikTok or Instagram Reels? Because I think a lot of music nowadays is like has one hook that's specifically made to be in a video and go viral through that.
I think he could have done that. And I think that's definitely a reason. But I also think it could be part of the style. I think it's like, I feel like it's a new sort of style. Listening to his other stuff, it's all like that. Even his stuff when I guess it wasn't as popular. And he's got some weird songs too. And I think I just thought that was really interesting because I think he sort of made it part of his style, and it kind of also is adapted to like sort of new way we consume music through like TikTok and stuff. And I don't think TikTok music is, I don't think anything that blows up on TikTok is bad. Because I think in the end of the day, we're always going to try to be like connecting on something common. Like this pop music's always existed. It's always been radio hits.
Yeah.
You listen to songs from the 80s that were popular. Some of them suck butt. Some of them are terrible. And, but you know, it's like a classic and it was on the radio and they used real instruments. Like things are just evolving. Things are moving quicker. And like, I think people are just upset with how complicated it is. But I don't think anything's complicated if you look really deep into it.
I think something cool about, like, music blowing up on TikTok is that it blows up from people kind of, like, it's like they're making their own music videos.
Yeah,
they, like,
it's usually, like, very, like, small artists that are trying to blow up. But then...
No, I mean, like, when, like, a song blows up and, like, fans make videos,
I
found so many songs from, like, people just, like, making an edit to the song.
Yeah, I like that.
Like, that's how I found Geese. Like, have you guys been listening to Geese?
Yeah, I heard Geese. Of them. Like, everybody keeps telling me to listen to them.
Yeah, no, they're... That's what made me want to ask this question, because it's like they're like doing something different.
Okay,
they're
I'll
like,
listen to them.
Yeah.
That's cool. I think it's so hard for like a band to blow up nowadays, like not being on social media.
Yeah.
Like just playing shows and stuff, because I think a lot of less people go to shows and actually seek out live music, and most people just scroll on their phone, and that's how they find music, is through TikTok or Instagram or whatever.
Yeah, but it's kind of cool because like it's free to scroll on your phone.
Yes,
you know, you don't have to pay to find out.
To shows.
Yeah.
I think that is a slight disadvantage though, because there is also a charm too. I feel like when I talk to people, everyone's sort of sorry actually, this sounds like kind of a negative way to look at it, but
all
like,
right, negative Nancy over here.
I feel like when you talk to someone about one artist, they listen to a whole bunch of artists that are also related, and
yeah,
you relate to them, and I feel like that's sort of like, I feel like that's what like algorithms have sort of created, where like if you everyone is sort of blazing down the same path if you relate with one thing with them, and maybe that's always been how it is, like but I think there's definitely more interesting, if like I don't know, back in the day when you like get all your music from like magazines and random like radios and stuff, I think that created a lot more of a shuffled bag.
Yeah, you can be more individual and you're not just like created by an algorithm.
Yeah for sure.
But also, we don't know because we weren't in that generation, so things could have been the exact same.
Yeah, that's true. If you're just getting stuff from magazines, everyone's reading the same magazines.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm. So maybe we're just similar to each other. That's
things
okay.
Things just move quicker. I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
definitely.
That's true.
Trends pass so quickly, too. It's insane.
Don't trend chase.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever chased a trend?
No, I set them.
Yeah, you do.
I set them.
Yeah.
Always.
Exactly.
What trend does you have you set?
You were there
before the whip and nay nay, right?
yeah, I came
She's
up with that
the stinky
one.
Leg.
Yeah, I came up with that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't think of any examples right now.
Okay,
but
so you have.
Wait.
I remember in like grade 9 or something, I cut curtain bangs or something before
Whoa.
Everybody else did that.
Ooh, okay,
that was a trend. That was a trend. I was like, okay, wait. I just want bangs that like go to the side. And then like I did it, and then everybody was like, curtain bangs, and everybody cut them.
Yeah.
They're copying you.
Yeah, I had them first.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like Jonas started a trend, or I don't know if it's a trend or he just influenced me, but like dancing for joy. Like, I didn't do that before I met Jonas, but now I do that, like, 24/7.
Yeah. You dance a lot. It's good.
Like, dancing for joy and, like, doing silly voices.
Just, like, going silly style, definitely.
Yeah. So I feel like he started that trend, and I feel like he brings it out of people. So it's, like, a micro trend.
I love being, like, so silly that you bring it out in other people. I'm trying to, like, do that to some of my friends that aren't as silly as I'd like.
That is not silly. You haven't met the silly quota for today.
No, that's true though. I agree.
No, like I need my silliness to rub off on people, so you have to be like extra crazy and extra
too
silly.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, or they take themselves too seriously. Like you don't like. You don't need to be doing that all the time.
Some people's frowns have not been turned upside down in so long, their hinges are rusty.
Aww.
Wow.
Yeah, and then that's like when we come in, that's like our spiritual purpose.
I'm an old lady, WD-40. I've got like.
And then they get the big grin.
Exactly. Yeah. That would never go away. Grin for life. But yeah, I think there's something about serious people that like bring out the silliness in me even more because I'm like trying to show them. I'm like, guys, look, I can literally like dance in the streets and it doesn't matter. Like I'll like dance with this busker. Don't even worry about it. You know? And I feel like it's inspiring. Should we ask like a final... What? Wait, it's 12:52. Should we ask a final question or what?
Okay.
Yeah. What should we do?
Guys, I'm so scared.
What?
You're just really far away from me.
It's okay. But, I liked what you were talking about on the... Wait, before we do this, I'm just going to shout out the next show in case we run out of time. But up next, we have Department Uno with Connor, All the Greatest Tunes.
Shout out Connor.
Shout out Connor. It's going to be awesome.
Excited for that.
Okay, but yeah, on our way here, we were talking about the question of, like, what's the point of making art when there's already so much art there?
I think it's like definitely a form of expression, and I find after I make an art piece that like really like resonates with what I'm feeling or like what I'm trying to get out into the world, like it's like it takes like a whole like weight off my chest and it feels like freeing.
Yeah. Definitely.
But normally I do a lot of the time just kind of make like meaningless art, just something that I want. Like I feel like it's just satisfying to make something that you know how you want it to look, and then you execute that perfectly, and it's so fun.
Yeah, and you can look at it and be like, that's it, like that's how I feel.
Yeah, or like it's also just like fun to be like, yeah, I made that, like it's so awesome.
Yeah. What about you, Jonas?
What's the point of making art? To show the world the pain.
The deep underbelly of the human emotion.
I think
his sick and twisted mind.
I think it's definitely just a what do you call it? And like an outlet, a really good outlet.
Yeah.
And also it changes people's perspectives, you know? Mm-hmm. Art is very important. Storytelling is very important.
Yeah. Even if it's just art for yourself, like it definitely still like affects you.
Yeah, like I feel like I've never like had a like any drive to get better at art. Like I just do it.
Yeah.
See, I feel like the drive to get better art has scared me to make art though, and I don't make it that often.
Mm.
Because I think I have to sit down and really work on something.
Yeah, like so make like one masterpiece as opposed to like a bunch of things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I feel like lately I found like if you're constantly doing art, then it's like you naturally stumble across like these really potent ideas in ways that are a lot more like genuine and interesting than if you're like trying to aim for it.
Yeah,
so, yeah, it is
cool,
good
yeah.
practice mm-hmm. too.
Yeah. Yeah, so I feel like that's like part of making good art, because I've been thinking about this like with writing stories and stuff, where it's like I wanted to write a story or like just like write a book that like was like a collection of all my epiphanies that I've had since graduating high school. And I started trying to write it and I was like, this sounds really like a man wrote it, like it sounds so like descriptive and diagnostic, and like there's nothing interesting about it. It's just But then, like, sometimes I'll be rereading, and I thought it'd be good because it would be, like, similar to journaling, because sometimes I'll be rereading my journals and be, like, really, like, whoa, like, I can't even believe I wrote this. Like, I feel so, like, and it, like, really makes me think. And so it kind of made me realize that, like, my journals are, like, an art form, even though I'm not trying to make it an art form. And I feel like there's that kind of that thing of, like, there's a feeling that art should be hard, because it feels like then you've, like, if it's hard work, then it means that you've, like, put a lot into it. Yeah. But I also think, like, the best art isn't really hard work. It's just, like, playing and
turning
stuff out. It's a good idea. Something simple.
Do you think the world will ever run out of art or music?
Wow. Because
we created so much of it that you can never create something original.
Wait, what do you mean?
Like,
run out of original art and music?
Run out of original music, like, or art.
Never.
Yeah, because there's, like, infinite word combinations, and we can make a new language. I think that's what we'll have to do.
Yeah, we can make a music language. Let's work on that.
There's so much, like, untouched, like, things, too. Like, there's so many different genres and stuff that you could really mix anything together, and there's so much originality you can have.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
100%.
Charms me hard.
Yeah. Okay. Charms me heart. Say it, Rachel.
Charms me heart.
This has been CGSF 90.1, Katie's Open Mic with Rachel and Jonas.
Yay!
Thank you for being here. We're going to end it off with Quiet Hands by Sorry Girls.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry Girls.
Goodbye,
Sorry
everybody. Au revoir.
Love y'all. Bye.
Love ya. Thank you.
thank you